Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's March 2014. When veterans who have no other health care coverage receive emergency care from a non-VA provider, the Department of Veterans Affairs is authorized to cover that care, even for non-service-related conditions. A team led by Randall Williamson, a director in GAO's healthcare team, recently examined VA's management of these benefits. GAO's Sarah Kaczmarek sat down with Randall to talk about what they found.
How's VA doing in managing Millennium Act emergency care benefits?
The bottom line here is that VA has a lot of room to improve in its implementation and oversight of the Millennium Act emergency care benefit. Regarding implementation, basically we found that claims processing staff at the four facilities that we visited did not comply with many program requirements when they denied these claims. In the area of oversight, we found that VA's oversight of Millennium Act claims processing was lacking. The impact of this is that VA facilities are often at risk for inappropriately denying these claims. Finally, there are some communication issues between VA and non-VA providers who provide emergency care to veterans under this program, which in some cases have resulted in late payment from the VA and a misunderstanding among non-VA providers of key program elements.
Now, you mentioned your team found problems with VA inappropriately denying claims. Can you talk about what you found?
That's right. As I just mentioned, we found a number of issues related to noncompliance in claims processing. At the four facilities, we reviewed 128 Millennium Act emergency care claims that had been denied in fiscal year 2012. From that sample, we found 66 instances of noncompliance with requirements. Here are a few examples. VA facilities did not date stamp and properly scan claims when they received them. Now, that's important because claims must be received from non-VA providers within 90 days of the episode of care. Otherwise, these claims are automatically denied. In addition, we found that VA facilities had automatically denied claims related to motor vehicle crashes, assuming instead that veterans were fully covered by auto insurance or another third party.
Let me ask you then, how's VA doing in terms of making sure veterans understand their eligibility for benefits?
VA currently has a number of ways to educate veterans. For example, VA has written benefit materials posted on its website. Also, there are VA staff available at the facility or by telephone to answer their questions. However, in interviews we had with key stakeholders, both inside and outside VA, there were indications that many veterans had limited knowledge of their Millennium Act benefit and its requirements. Now, this suggests that these methods are not that effective. VA could conduct surveys of veterans or organize focus groups with veterans so VA can better understand where the gaps in knowledge are and better tailor their education and outreach efforts. VA could also require facilities to conduct evaluations about where gaps in benefit knowledge may exist. Now, facilities we have visited do not conduct any such evaluations of the veterans they serve.
Given the breadth of the problems here, what's GAO recommending be done?
We have a large number of recommendations, 12 actually. A number of these will address ways to achieve compliance with program requirements. Several of our recommendations are also designed to help VA improve oversight over how well its facilities are processing claims under the program. Finally, we propose ways the agency could collect better data on denied claims and improve veterans' understanding about their eligibility for program coverage.
Finally, for veterans and taxpayers, what's the bottom line here?
In this case, the report highlights the negative effects that inappropriately denied claims and lack of knowledge about the benefits under the program can have on veterans. In many cases, for example, veterans may be stuck paying large emergency care bills that VA should have covered, or they could have put themselves in serious health risks for delaying immediate emergency care.
To learn more, visit GAO.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.